Thanks for being part of the Adventures in Odyssey Club, the only place to hear monthly episodes like this one.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Reddish brown hair, blue green eyes, average height and weight, cheerful, and likes to be around people. Does that sound like me?
If you are an Irish setter in need of a forever family.
Penny.
The problem is you're only describing yourself, Connie.
Well, isn't that what I'm supposed to do for a dating profile? Look at the instructions. Tell us about yourself, what you look like, your personality, hobbies and interests.
But you're not marketing yourself. Instead of blue-green eyes, you have eyes the color of the sky right before dawn. Oh, that's good. Type that quick.
I don't know. Let's move on to talents and interests, okay?
Okay. What do you like to do?
Plan weddings.
That's one way to freak out a single guy. What else?
I don't know. Eat chocolate, read novels, gab with friends.
Or you partake in delectable cuisine, appreciate literature, and participate in meaningful discussions regarding world events. See?
Yeah, right. We just talked for half an hour about if peanut butter bubblegum would taste good.
Oh, you should also put down that you rock climb.
I don't rock climb.
What about yesterday?
I fell into a window well and had to climb out.
You required a rope and a Band-Aid. That's all that matters.
Penny.
You have to brag on yourself, Connie. No one's interested in some cheerful girl with reddish-brown hair.
Thanks.
Excuse me?
Oh, hey, Olivia.
Olivia. Hi. Can I tell you about something weird that just happened?
Sure. What's weird?
Mr. Whitaker.
What's weird?
Well, Whit's welcome was weird when I walked in.
I feel like you're doing tongue twisters.
I came in, and usually he says, "Hi, Olivia, what can I get for you?" And today he said, "Oh, Olivia, hello."
Well, it's not like he's being rude.
But then when he handed me my ice cream cone, his face looked all sad. Even the curly Q on top of my cone was droopy.
Well, you know, this is kind of a hard day for Whit. Today would have been his wedding anniversary.
Aww. That is sad.
It's just hard for him. You know, it brings back memories, I guess.
Yeah. The same thing happens with my grandmother. She gets kind of grumpy on her anniversary, too, you know? And the anniversary of my grandpa's death. And his birthday. And holidays. Come to think of it, she might just be grumpy.
Well, Jenny and Whit had a really beautiful love story. He misses her. It's sad. But you know, it's pretty sweet, too.
Jenny passed away a while ago, right, Connie?
Mm-hmm. Just before he opened Wit's End.
Why didn't he ever get married again?
I guess he never found the right woman.
But he really should think about getting married again. I mean, marriage is really, really great.
It's just not that simple to find a Miss Right, or a Mr. Right, for that matter. Why do you think I'm on eMatchup?
You're on eMatchup? You're on a dating website?
It's not exactly something I'm publicizing.
Well, except by putting it all over the internet.
Except it's anonymous until I meet that special someone.
The problem is, Connie's profile isn't getting many responses.
I've gotten 4.
From the Connellsville prison. So she's trying to rewrite it.
But it's hard to talk about how great I am. I'm not used to bragging. That's how great I am.
That's exactly it. Humble people don't brag on themselves. You need me to write it for you.
You're gonna write my dating profile?
Sure, I can talk you up. I think you're amazing.
Yeah, but will it be honest? No rock climbing.
It'll be honest, just a little spiced up.
I don't know, Penny.
I'll help her write it.
Fine, you two have at it. I need to get back to work.
Don't worry, Connie. We'll find you the perfect man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Olivia, how do you spell spelunking?
Penny!
Just kidding! 20-something spunky Christian woman with a heart for kids, writing, and teaching. I run my own business and I'm working on my degree, looking for a man who loves God, is active and adventurous, but not an FBI agent, and is okay with hanging out with my wonderful friends.
I think it sounds great. I especially like the wonderful friends part.
Me too! Okay, go ahead and post it.
Oh.
I'll text a copy to Connie.
Look at this!
Typo?
Today only, add a friend's profile, free!
I'm married, and you're 12.
Penny, remember? Mr. Whitaker!
Oh!
It's like it was meant to be! We can write up a profile for him. You're great at it.
Without him knowing? I'm not sure.
But he'd never agree to it if we asked. And you said yourself, marriage is really great.
Really, really great.
And God likes marriage. So this is kind of like helping Whit find God's will.
Oh, when you put it that way, yes! Read it back to me, please.
Okay. I am a Christian entrepreneur, inventor, and adventurer. I love reading, giving wise advice, and occasionally saving the world. Looking for a mature woman ready for a serious relationship.
I like it. Oh, and add this. You'll be impressed by my full and lustrous mustache. Women love mustaches.
Wait, Wooten doesn't have a mustache.
Not yet.
Okay, Connie and Whit's profiles are both officially posted.
Now we just need to watch the romances bloom.
Oh, this is exciting. Hey, maybe sometime we could do one for my grandma, too.
Wait, maybe she would be a good match for Whit.
Well, they've met before, though, and there weren't any sparks that I know of.
Yeah, but we get used to seeing people a certain way. Then something happens, and it's like you're meeting them for the first time. My dad did maintenance work in the hairdressing shop where my mom worked, and my mom hardly noticed him. But the day he sat down in her chair and asked for a buzz cut, well, they've been in love ever since.
Interesting.
Why do you say it like that?
Because Grandma is cutting Mr. Whitaker's hair tomorrow.
Then we've got some work to do! She comes here to cut your hair?
Oh, yes, yes. Her business is called Scissors on Wheels. So instead of her clients coming to her, she comes to them.
Very innovative. Lucia must be one smart business lady.
Well, actually, I think it was her son-in-law's idea.
Well, she certainly is spunky and energetic. And I hear she's pretty active in church and an excellent cook.
Oh, yes, yes, she is that.
Hello, Whit. I apologize, I'm running late. Olivia suddenly became my fashion advisor.
Aw, but doesn't she look nice?
You look lovely. Mm-hmm. I like your perfume.
That's enchilada sauce. I spilled some at breakfast.
Should we head up to my office?
Of course. I'm all scissored up. Do you want to add any lowlights today? I'll add some dimension.
No, just the regular haircut.
So now what?
Now we just wait for the sparks to fly.
If Whit and my grandma got married, I'd probably get extra whipped cream on all my sundaes.
Shh, she's coming.
Oh, that man.
What happened?
Weren't you impressed by his lustrous mustache?
Oy, you could hide a hoagie in that thing.
Huh. But haircut aside, did you have a nice conversation? Mr. Whitaker has some great stories.
And he's so wise.
He hardly said a word except no. No highlights, lowlights, layers, colors, mustache trim, conversation.
No conversation?
I'm pretty sure I talked too much for him. He requested a quiet haircut at one point.
Ooh.
I don't do quiet haircuts. So I gave him headphones with music and I kept talking. Look at the time. I need to run to my next appointment. Love you, Olivia, dear. See you later. Bye, Penny.
Okay.
Bye,
bye Grandma. I love you, too. Well, so much for a match made in heaven.
Oh, well, there are a lot more fish in the sea. Look at this.
Look at what?
Someone responded to Whit's ad.
Who?
profile name is Cookies and Books. Sounds promising.
Yeah, Whit likes both.
I'm emailing her that we're his friends and we set up the ad. So he doesn't know about it, but she can come here and meet him.
That's pretty sneaky.
And pretty romantic. Can you just imagine? She'll walk in, Whit will look up, he'll be instantly drawn to her, but he's not sure why. Oh, and look! She says she'll come in today at 3. And we can stick around to watch.
Can I get you girls anything else?
Nope, we're fine.
Okay.
You're acting strange.
Sit down, we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, okay. All right, what's going on?
Well, we're about to witness Whit meeting the love of his life.
Really? Who? We don't know. We haven't met her.
But she's perfect.
Perfect.
You wrote a singles ad for him.
Yes.
I haven't gotten any responses yet to mine. Why is he getting responses? I'm shocked that he even let you do it.
Actually, he doesn't know.
Penny, you shouldn't be writing singles ads for people without them knowing.
They had a sale. Connie, 2 for 1. Oh.
Mr. Whitaker, what time is it?
Right about 3 o'clock.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Penny.
Ah, Mrs. Kramer. What a pleasant surprise.
Pleasant? Oh, well, I'm flattered that you would say such a thing.
It's a bit forward.
Well, I just meant you don't come in here very often.
Well, I can certainly change that.
Mrs. Kramer, is your Miss Wright?
I can't let her see me. Cover my face with that napkin dispenser.
Oh, yeah, of course. She'll never question a napkin dispenser with arms and legs. You know, Mrs. Kramer.
I'm personally responsible for her first stroke.
You impress me, huh?
Maybe you'd like a strawberry sundae.
Well, perhaps. But first, tell me what you think of tiny dogs that fit in your purse, huh?
Well, they're fine. I personally don't have one. I suppose I'm more of a big dog person.
Well, then this just won't work, dear.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry. But I wish you the best of luck.
Do you still want a sundae?
Oh, no use trying, Whit. It's just not meant to be.
Oh, I wonder what that was all about.
That was a disaster.
Yep, a swing and a miss.
You two are incredible.
In her profile, I can't believe it was Mrs. Kramer.
Maybe someone else will respond today.
Olivia, Penny, it's good to see you.
Oh, hi, Dr. Graham. I'm just dropping off Mom's lunch. She forgot it.
Oh, that's kind of you. Let me see if she's available.
Thanks. We're bound to find someone who will be a good match for Whit, right?
I don't know. Day 3 and we're getting some responses, but no one that sounds like a good bet. Poor Connie hasn't gotten any. Even the prisoners have moved on. Maybe I'm not very good at writing profiles after all, Olivia.
We should take another look at them after this.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Olivia. Your mom is with a patient right now, but I took her lunch into the break room.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, of course. Bye.
Bye.
She's so nice.
You know, she is nice. Really nice, and intelligent, and compassionate, and fun, and adventurous. She's even thinking about starting a medical mission in Botswana. Don't you think that'd be a great thing to do?
I sure do. She should talk to Whit. He knows a lot about that kind of stuff.
Penny!
Whit!
Yes! And Dr. Graham!
Perfect!
Responses to my profile.
You read it. It was very complimentary. Maybe men are intimidated by it.
I don't know. But something isn't working.
You could post a photo.
I would prefer a guy who wants to know me for me, not how I look.
She agreed. She'll be here on Friday.
Yay! Whit agreed too.
What are you two talking about?
We're making a romantic dinner for Dr. Graham and Whit.
A romantic dinner? You're trying to set them up? They'll never
agree to that.
Except they already did.
What?
Do they know it's just the two of them?
We told them Penny is practicing French cooking, which is true.
Because I loved it so much in Paris, which is true.
And both of them have experienced eating in France, which is true.
So I want to get the feedback on how I'm doing, which is...
not quite true, but it's close enough.
So we'll have candles.
And white lights.
And French music.
Oh. It doesn't matter how romantic it is. It's not going to work. They already know each other. Really well!
That's the point, Connie. They only know each other in the context of doctor and patient. Now we just need to open their eyes to see the real person. An interesting, attractive, educated woman and a successful, adventurous, kind-hearted man.
Sure you don't want to help, Connie?
I do not want anything to do with this.
I'm making creme brulee.
Okay, I'll stop by for that. But you two don't know Whit like I do. He's gonna stop you halfway through dinner and say, "You need to tell us what's going on here." And he is not gonna be happy.
Oh, those appetizers were delightful.
Yes, simply delicious. And now potage a legume.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Let me refill your waters.
You ladies have put so much work into this. This patio looks just like an outdoor French bistro.
Yes, without the 12 poodles.
Yes, exactly.
Lily was telling me about the season she lived in Paris. It's fascinating.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Although it's not nearly as adventurous as your trips to the Middle East, I have 100 questions for you.
Well, I think we have time for that. We're only on the second course.
I just never knew you were so entertaining, Whit.
Well, we will leave the two of you alone to eat and talk.
Let's go, Olivia.
Hmm? Oh.
You know, you're the first person I've met that connected with the
house. Did you see that sparkle in Dr. Graham's eyes?
And that smile on Whit's face?
How could I miss it? Huh? This actually might work.
Creme brulee, Penny, is really good.
Enough to make you fall in love?
With this dessert?
Yeah.
Connie, you should see them out there.
Oh, they're just being polite with each other.
It's more than that. Watch from the doorway while Olivia and I take out the dessert.
Fine.
That has to be one of the funniest stories I have ever heard.
Well, it's funny now.
Pardon me, madame, monsieur.
Ah.
This is our final course for the evening.
Creme brulee with fresh strawberries and mint.
That looks wonderful.
What a delicious meal. You passed with flying colors, Penny.
Yes, indeed.
Excuse me?
Well, you wanted to know if your food tasted authentically French, and it does.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yay.
Well, you certainly have a talent. Much better than the Icas in Brazil, wasn't it, Lily?
Oh, my. I couldn't believe I didn't know Ica meant ants.
But I really admire that you ate them anyway. Now that is commitment. You're full of surprises.
Well, thank you.
So we're going to finish washing the dishes and head out. You two just continue enjoying your dinner.
Oh, thank you, girls.
Everything was lovely.
Now, tell me about your goals for starting this ministry.
So, what do you think, Connie?
They look pretty enamored, don't they?
Well, yeah, they kind of do.
So, what's our tactic today?
Let's first see what kind of mood Whit's in, and if he mentions Dr. Graham at all.
Oh, there you are!
Hey, Connie, Olivia and I were just heading inside to see...
What did I miss last night?
After you left, an escargot fork fell in the garbage disposal.
No. What happened with Whit and Lily?
Something happened? We left right after you.
Lily came in first thing this morning, cozied herself right up to the counter, and has been talking to Whit ever since.
Eee, this is great!
They're whispering a lot, giggling. Making hushed phone calls. Something's going on. I've never seen Whit act like this before.
Like what?
Like, oh, you just have to see it.
Oh, My goodness, Whit.
Oh, there the two of you are. We were hoping to see you today.
Us? Why?
Well, we have a bit of news and want you to hear it first.
Oh?
I know you wanted us to give you a more extensive critique on your French cooking last night, but, well, we have to confess, the evening became a date of sorts.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't even notice the food after a while. Sorry, Penny.
The evening seemed providential, as though God brought us together. We both have a passion for scripture and mission work and helping others.
Exactly. Maybe you should start, I don't know, dating?
Oh, but who has time for that? So, we just decided we should get married.
What?
Married.
Of course, you'll help us with all the plans, Connie, won't you?
Well, yeah, this is so sudden.
We don't have much time. We're moving at the end of the month.
Yes. What? Moving?
To Botswana.
What?
Olivia, surely you remember. I've been feeling a call to do medical missions full-time in Botswana for years.
Uh-huh, yeah, Botswana.
But I couldn't go on my own. Now that I've found the right person who's also mission-minded.
There's no reason to wait. We've already made the calls. We're starting our adventure.
But what about Odyssey and Wit's End?
I can't run it from Botswana. I'll need to sell it.
That's why you wanted that realtor's number this morning?
There are other places for kids to hang out.
Where? I mean, we're really happy for you.
We are? I just lost my job.
Really happy. But maybe you haven't thought this through enough.
Or at all. You should pray about it, okay? And talk it through with people you trust and think about the pros and cons. You can't just jump into a decision this big. I mean, what does God want for you?
Oh, so you mean you didn't consult God when you set me up with Lily? Or with Lucia and Mrs. Kramer, for that matter?
You knew about that?
Well, it was kind of obvious.
So if you knew about that,
then you're not serious about this. You're teaching us a lesson.
You're right. We're not serious.
So you're not getting married?
No.
And you're not closing Wit's End?
No.
And you're not gonna tell my mom?
She already knows.
Oh.
I'm not opposed to getting married again.
Nor am I.
But while God can and does use people to accomplish his plans, this was more about you two, thinking that you knew what was best.
So perhaps moving forward, you should trust us to know what's best for our future. We do pray about it, after all.
That sounds like a great idea.
Wait a minute. Connie, you were in on this too?
Well, I've been on both sides of this lesson thing, and the teaching side is way more fun.
Connie!
Besides, you deserved it. I finally figured out why I wasn't getting any responses on my profile ad on eMatchup.
Why?
The profile you texted me didn't include the last line, which happened to be, "And you'll be impressed by my full and lustrous mustache."
Oops, guess I added that line to the wrong profile.
Yeah, I started getting ads for waxing services.
In the book of 2 Samuel, King David wanted to build a temple for God and told the prophet Nathan. Nathan said, "Go ahead and do what you want to. The Lord is with you." But that night, God came to Nathan and told him that he didn't want David to build a temple. Instead, God wanted David's son to do it. David seemed to have a wise plan, but it didn't match up with God's plan. When we come up with a good plan, we may assume that it must be God's plan too. But that's not necessarily true. Like we saw with David and Nathan, and with Olivia and Penny's attempts to set Whit up on a date, even seemingly good ideas might not be God's desire for us. That's why it's important to continually seek God and pray for His guidance in everything we do, trusting that the Holy Spirit will guide us in His way. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Met as Match was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Kelly Stables, Kimmy Robertson, Lucky Weeding, Kay Bess, and Mitzi McCall. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.